Hello, everybody. It's me. The man in front of the green curtain. Albie. An episode... 100 and...
213.
There you go.
Maybe.
I had a moment there where ones and twos blended into a giant conglomerated mess. Joining me on this wonderful episode of Rum Super Packed, and Mary back.
Hey.
Mary.
Hello. I'm back.
Yes.
A little bit in podcast form.
You're in podcast form. That's exciting. We have Jake.
He's yes.
Also back.
Hello. Hi. I'm back. My life is still kind of crazy at the moment. But
sure, yeah.
I understand that.
Not nearly as crazy as Mary's life is at the moment, I'm sure.
Yeah. We might have a DJ at some point. He might show up, maybe. There's a chance. He might pop in, he said. He is watching The Masked Singer with his family. This is a horror. Really? And then he's giving me shit about my Eagles losing at the same time. I don't know how he's doing it. I guess he's sitting there watching football on his phone and also watching The Masked Singer. So, we might pop in. But we're here.
Yes,
together.
Sir. Mm-hmm.
Again. What's you guys been up to lately?
A lot of stuff.
I'll let Mary start.
Okay, well, I had a baby 3 weeks early.
So. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm very happy. Healthy baby.
Yeah, she's doing fine. Like, she had some jaundice or whatever. Like, her liver function wasn't great. But that makes sense because I had her early because of liver stuff. So that's fine. Oh, yeah. It's weird.
Huh.
Getting used to it.
Okay.
We basically take shifts. Like, I had the overnight shift. I basically always have the overnight shift, so that way when Gary goes back to work, like, it'll be normal for him. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I went to bed at, like, 9:30 this morning and woke up at 2 so I could do the podcast. So,
okay.
I'm kind of tired. But it's nice because I can hold her and play video games at the computer or mess around and do stuff on my phone. Had my mom here for a while, which was nice. She helped out a lot. I was able to go vote because my mom was here. So that was good. I got that done.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, it's just been taking care of a baby, like, mainly. I've only played, like, 2 new video games in a month.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, you'll have some Cyberpunk at some point. So.
Yeah, I'm getting ready for that. Like, she better have better sleep schedules by then, because I want to be able to play that game in longer than, like, 1 hour chunks.
She better have her shit figured out.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
What was your first video game you played there? Or I had her in the background. Not played, necessarily, but...
Genshin Impact? Like, well, I know.
I mean, it is the hot thing right now, so...
I actually bothered to do a reroll and got garbage on it, too. Which was... It felt like an extra waste of time, because I have very limited time. So... I'm staying with my Chi-Chi account.
Your Chi-Chi account.
Yeah.
Okay. Genshin Impact, a great game. Truly. Amazing. It's
okay.
It's fine. Yeah, it's Breath of the Wild. It feels a lot like Breath of the Wild. But
That's the first game I have downloaded on my phone where my phone is actually too shitty to play it now. I have an iPhone 6S.
Damn.
And yeah, it will not run. So. Huh. Getting to be new phone time. Uh-oh, baby's upset in the background. I hope that doesn't get through.
No.
She's not happy with your phone situation.
I know. You gotta step up your game.
She heard iPhone 6S and she's just like, I can't. No, I can't.
I thought it was Genshin Impact. I really thought.
Like, I was like, okay, sure.
I can't believe that happened with us. I can't believe you did that to me, Mom. You played Genshin Impact.
I haven't spent money on it, at least. But,
okay,
so
good.
There's that.
All right.
I mean, I spent money this week on webtoons. So you're
what? What even is that?
It's a
Wait.
Comic book.
Tunes like cartoons.
Webtoons.
Okay.
Yes. You know.
I thought it was going to be some, like, weird phone avatar thing that, like, my family always uses on group chat. Like,
Bitmoji.
Yes, that's Bitmoji. What those are. Yeah,
yeah.
No. No.
Webtoons. Mary. Like, classic comic books. Like, here we go. Webtoon.
Oh, it's like know? it's like a comic book reader sort of thing.
Yeah,
but like, is it like so? It's like Spotify, but for like comics.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
That's cool.
Yes.
Like a subscription based thing.
No, it's you can buy coins.
A la carte.
You find coins, and then you make those coins. Like they get you like the first episode early or whatever of the new comic book for like. I don't know, half a cent or something like that. You can
buy. Do they do the whole bullshit where it's like, hey, to buy this thing, it's just a little bit less than what $10 will get you in coins.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I wanted to do because they line it up for 3 episodes, right, to come out new, and so that ends up being you have to buy it twice, but then you're left with a coin left over.
Right.
So it's like. Yeah, but I'm reading Laurel. It's a great. Yeah. So don't feel bad about spending money on Genshin Impact because you could be me and spend it on Korean manga, manhwa.
If you manhwa, yeah.
Manhwa. it's a nightmare. They're just killing Jake. Just killing him tonight. Just out here starting this podcast, talking about Genshin Impact, manhwa.
Yep. Yeah.
I was actually interested in Genshin Impact when I saw the E3 thing, or quote-unquote E3, yep. Or whatever the fuck it was that they did. But then I heard it was a gacha game, and I'm like, nah, I'm good. No thanks.
That's the crappy part about it. Like, it's a good game in terms of like being Breath of the Wild, but it is sort of baby spotting in the background. it's replaced cats now. You're going to have babies.
Oh, Millie's in here. Millie's sleeping on my bed. So.
Aww. Okay.
But yeah, the gacha stuff in Genshin is, at times, but
I mean,
I enjoy it.
It's more the energy system that sucks in that game than the gacha, because the stuff you get through gacha is kind of like extra. It's just weapons and characters, and you get weapons and characters by playing through the game, and they don't really make that much of a difference. The only thing that's kind of annoying free-to-play besides the energy system is they basically added elemental effects to the game. So that way you need to have multiple characters.
Multiple parties.
It's like Skylanders or whatever where you have to have here's a totem that I need somebody with wind or whatever to...
Sure.
But you get, like, all the free characters you get in the game cover all of those elements. Yeah. So it's eventually.
Like it's not Digimon. That
bad. Yeah.
We were playing that Digimon gacha game.
Yes,
also.
Like, basically, that's why element systems exist in gacha games is to make you spend more and get more characters.
Yep.
Like World Flipper, which is coming out in English.
Mary!
I played the Japanese World version. Flipper. It's a pinball RPG and a gacha game.
Okay, now you have
game.
My attention.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's coming pinball. Out over here, finally. So, but yeah, that has elemental effects in pinball, just so you can... Right. You have to build multiple parties with different elements and stuff. So, yeah. It's obvious, but...
How's World Flipper?
This isn't so bad. Well, I haven't played it in a while because I knew it was going to come out in English. Okay. So
that's exciting.
But it actually got announced the other night.
Pinball.
So
pinball gacha game.
Yeah. You know what I haven't played in like half a year because of this stuff? Real pinball.
Yeah.
I can't go to arcades anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bummer. It's time to make that virtual table.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That would be cool.
I feel for the barcade that just opened near me. I don't know how they're doing. Bar Atari, if you will, in Scranton, open.
That's like, a dumb name.
Yes, it's a bad name. I mean,
they're
going to
get sued.
Name.
Is it actually run
it's
by
Atari?
Atari?
No. Or,
okay.
Why don't they call it a Bari and then have it in the font?
A Bari. It should be a Bari. It should be a Bari. Yeah. I miss pinball tables. I miss going places. I miss seeing things. I miss going to the movies. I miss a lot of things.
going places is overrated.
I mean, I wish I could have done a mail-in ballot instead of having to go vote. But no, Texas is super fucking strict. And
really?
I figured it would be easier. Well, I know it'll count this way, so I don't know. With all the bullshit going on.
Yeah.
Like, may as well do it while my mom's
here. We do mail-in ballots every year.
Yeah. I haven't, but this is our first year doing it, and we dropped them off, and it was quick. Quick and easy. The first thing, we got them, filled it out the first night, I took them up to the mailbox. The mailman just didn't take them. Just did not, you know,
Did you flip the thing up?
He opened up the mailbox. We have like a, almost like an apartment complex mailbox thing, because we're out in like the country. So
It's a box, and it's got metal. A bunch of the little doors on it. Yeah.
And ours is at the bottom, and so the mailman might not have looked, and so he was just shoving stuff in. So I took the mail home that day, and I was like, okay, what we got? Well, at least they'd sent out the thing, and then in the middle, shoved in without the other political ballots. It's my ballots. So I was like, well, okay, we're going to just drop them off then. So the mailman neglects his duty.
Great.
Well, we have like one of those big metal, like multi-house collection things, and there's a separate metal box for like outgoing mail. Right. Is that you guys don't have that?
Outgoing
mail? It's like a slot on the side.
Yeah.
No.
You should double check that. I don't know, just in case. You know,
it's just everything goes in one. Just
wow, that
bunch
sucks.
Of boxes that everything goes in, incoming and outgoing. It's usually fine. For years, it's been fine. But lately, I don't know, our new mailman. I think we got a new mailman for our route. And it's just, he doesn't want to bend over with the bottom box. You'd have to bend over and look inside. And that's a mistake. What can you do?
Ours is just the old school mailbox with the little red thing.
Yep.
That's it.
Raise the flag.
Yep.
For a little more Poncho's Mexican buffet. Nobody lives in Texas, so they don't.
Nope.
Raise the flag for Poncho's Mexican buffet?
Yeah, it's a famous commercial here with a song.
Mexican buffet raising sounds the flag. Really good.
Yeah. Raise the flag. Raise the flag. Yeah.
It's
you're ready poncho. For a little more Poncho's Mexican buffet. It's very good.
Is it?
No, it's good.
Okay, I'll take a word for it.
See, I haven't slept, so...
A Mexican buffet does sound pretty fucking good, actually.
I mean, yes. I mean, let's be honest.
I could destroy one right now.
Like, a buffet in general, I'm like, I'm middling. It's like, I could... If we're going to a buffet, sure, whatever. But Mexican buffet, okay, that sounds
all
right.
All you can eat enchiladas. That's all I gotta say. All
right. Yeah.
Are you Googling this right now?
I might be Googling Poncho's Mexican buffet.
Albie is on the case.
Poncho's Mexican. Oh, boy. Poncho's Mexican buffet. Good Lord, it's there. That's amazing. What we got? What are we doing?
I guess it still exists, huh? In 2017, the owners began closing stores due to poor performance. Okay, well, whatever.
Same, you know, same. My goodness. Oh, it's like, okay, you got some enchiladas, you got some refried beans. Yeah, sure, that looks all right. I'd be in on that.
Here, I linked a commercial from 1994 into the Twitch chat, so there you go. This is exactly what I am copying.
Ponchos? Oh boy, I'm gonna have to watch this now.
This doesn't have the song. Maybe
that reminds me of when I lived in Phoenix, Arizona for a couple years when I was really little. There was a TV commercial for a water park, and like the end of it was "Ooh ah, Water World." That's it.
Ooh ah,
and like that was on like the radio jingles and stuff too.
Huh.
It's a very short jingle.
I mean, it was like at the end of... That was like their tagline. Okay. They're like, oh, we got all these rides and shit. And blah, yeah, yeah. And we got the wave pool and stuff. And then come on down to Water World. Ooh, Water World.
My God, the soup looks disgusting in this trailer. You get free soup. Just, oh,
when does soup look good in video form?
Yeah, that's true. Especially buffet soup.
Yeah. It's that's buffet fair. Soup. Come on.
That's, yeah, Mexico's Panchos, Mexican buffet. Great. I miss old school restaurants. I miss Sizzlers. That's what I miss. I miss a Sizzler.
I did a Sizzler once. It was okay.
Sizzler. We had it. It only closed. I think I was really young when it closed, but we had a Sizzler around there. I think it might have been like a single one after it had already closed. I feel like a Sizzler is more an 80s thing than a 90s when I was a kid, but Sizzler. Quiznos, another great example. Classic.
Rest in peace, Quiznos.
Also, like, buffets always close. It's always like, yeah. We've had like 20 buffets in the same building, and every single time they close.
We've had a buffet here. It's like a pizza. They're centered around pizza. But they've been in the same building for all I can remember. I think it's changed a couple of, like, restaurant chains or something, but it's been a buffet, like a pizza buffet, or they changed names or some shit, but it's been around forever.
Huh.
And they got arcade machines in there too.
Oh, that's nice. That's a real pizza restaurant when they have arcade machines. Yeah.
A couple pinball machines in the back, and I think there's like a Mortal Kombat machine. It's real old school.
Gotta add it to the pinball map. The great pinball map in the sky.
It's probably in there, yeah. Really? Man, there have been so many new pinball tables that have come out like in the past 6 months that I just haven't even been able to see. There's a new Jurassic Park one.
Yeah, how would you feel being like, what company makes pinball machines anymore?
Stern. They're basically, yeah.
Is that it?
Stern,
okay.
There's Jersey Jack and also Spooky Pinball, and that's Spooky. Pretty much it, I think.
But imagine being Stern during this whole pandemic thing and being like, well, here, nobody's going to be able to play these, but.
They sell a lot of tables to consumers. So,
oh, we're just like direct to people?
Yeah, okay. This would be, like, I've thought about getting my own pinball table at home because otherwise I can't play anything. So I'm sure a lot of people that were on the fence finally did it.
Can I buy a virtual pinball, like, kit from Stern that's just, like, minus the TVs and stuff? Just like,
I don't think Stern sells them.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
There are
that'd
definitely
be a good idea.
Other companies that do. Yeah, I've looked at
they
that.
They should
up
sell
too.
Like empty, like blank housings.
People do that. Yeah,
that would be. It's a $1 million idea, Stern. You can have that for free.
I don't know. Some pinball like companies, arcades are renting out their pinball tables to people. Mm-hmm. Or you could just take it to your house now. They were doing that thing.
Yeah, our local arcade, that is terrible now. Rest in peace, pinballs. They've always done that, but I think more people are taking them up on it now. But their prices and maintenance are terrible, so I wouldn't trust them to do it anymore.
Hmm.
Also, they tried to be open during the pandemic, when everything else was locking down, even though they are in no way an essential business.
Nope.
And yeah, people got mad.
I got a pinball addiction.
You gotta get in here.
And I gotta go play some pinball.
I mean,
doctor's orders.
Doctor's orders. My doctor said I have a condition. It's a little bit of pinball addiction. My addiction. I gotta fill it. Gotta feed it. All right. Mary, you play anything else? Any other games? Just
Ring of Pain also came out on Thursday. This is a game that I played like when they had the Steam demo game festival stuff going on. I played this demo a whole lot. And I had a friend over earlier this week with my sister, and he was like, hey, you know, I remember I saw you on Steam, like on your pop-ups playing Ring of Pain. And he's like, that game comes out on Thursday. And I was like, oh, shit. Oh, my God. So I bought it immediately. It's $20. I think it was $17.99 on the release sale. I have been playing a ton of it. It is nice and easy to play when there is a baby around because it is a turn-based like card game. It is basically a very simplified version of like a dungeon crawl.
Oh.
You are fighting monsters. It's very stat-based. You have cards going around a ring that represents a floor of a dungeon. There are treasure cards. There's stat cards, potion cards, enemy cards. And basically, you are fighting these enemies, upgrading yourself, going through each level to level. It is super duper fun. It is difficult. The only complaint I really have is especially towards the end, like the difficulty super ramps up. So unless you have some kind of gimmick going with your equipment or like your spells, you're basically boned. but it's a lot of fun. It is great to play, like I said, when you have a baby and you need to drop stuff at any second because it is so like turn-based.
Right.
And it's a lot of fun. Like, I have definitely noticed improvements since the demo, too. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of items have been reworked. It's super hard. There is a daily dungeon feature, which I am having a lot of fun with, too, because I actually do pretty well at the game. So I'm like, yeah, I'm number 30 on the leaderboards. Take that. I think to unlock the daily dungeon thing, though, you have to get pretty far into, like, pretty far into the game, like, levels-wise. It's a lot of fun. I am super enjoying it. I definitely recommend it to people. Like, I know I made you try the demo before, but yeah, I think, I'm not sure if you can still download the demo. You could previously before the game was out, even now. But yeah, it's super fun.
Cool.
Also, number I third. Think I just noticed Gary is playing Sonic in the background. So.
Great. Oh, so that's what's making the baby cry is Sonic.
Yeah. She's like, no, it's Sonic Mania. It's a good Sonic. Okay. So.
Okay. I was hoping he's playing like Sonic 2016, 2006.
No.
The terrible one, 2010.
Yeah, that one was bad. They tried to call it Sonic 4 or whatever. Oh, no, the 2016 one where he kisses a human. Yeah. That one's also bad.
All right. Cool. That game's fun. That game's cool.
Yeah, it's super fun. The only thing I would kind of complain about is that I wish it were on phones. I know I said this on the demo before, too, but I could play it while feeding the baby. Like, even then, like, that's better than checking my daily stuff in Idolmaster. Also, I didn't get any of the Halloween cards in Idolmaster. Both Idolmasters, so yeah, it was a bummer. I had been saving my currency since the beginning of summer, so it was a super bummer. But yeah, that's all that's been going on with me video game wise, really. Also, I've been watching Gary play Sonic Mania a little bit more, too.
Sonic Mania is great.
It is a great game. Yeah, like, I went through and beat it when it released, but I don't think he's actually really played through it, because I hogged it. I don't know.
I'll go next. Talk a little bit about playing a lot of Hades. Finally finished Hades. Oh. Wrapped it up. Well, not wrapped it up, but I got through the story. Got through most of it. I just got to do the epilogue stuff or whatever at the end. Working on that. Hanging out with a bunch of gods now. Just feeding them nectar on every run. I had a 20-minute run the other day, which was very fast for Hades. Usually like a 30, 40-minute. Very fast for me. Which is fun. Hades is a good game. That's enjoyable. Might be my game of the year.
Oh, wow. I don't know
how things go, but it's very, very good. Yeah.
I've been thinking of getting that on the Switch because portability.
Been using the aspect of Rama. That thing broken. Spoiler. Broken. Very good. It's cool. I really enjoy it. I think anybody can play that game. It has such a nice, like, gentle curve. I know they entered, like, that, I don't know, God mode or whatever, where it's just, like, a little easier, and it just builds you at damage resistance over time, but I felt the curve was so natural. Like, you just slowly get upgrades and stuff. Very, very fun. I'm excited to finish that. And just keep doing runs, just lots of runs. Just gotta, and then I gotta deck out my wonderful lounge, in my underworld with lots of furniture.
And I didn't know there was furniture collecting.
Yeah,
now I really want to play this game.
Yeah, there is. Lots of furniture.
Is there an NPC that will come by and rate how my furniture is arranged?
No, it's part of a quest, though. You gotta get up to a certain level.
Okay.
Like, you know, you can change stuff around. Like, you get different options. A lot of, like, rugs and, like, shades and stuff like that. You can make different changes to make how things look.
Can I get an NES that plays The Legend of Zelda?
You can get a board game table if you want to play some board games.
Okay.
Okay, wow. Damn.
Some video board games?
You can get a set of weights that were Hercules' weights, and you can't lift them or do anything with them, but they just sit in the corner and go, I'll get to those at some point. And
it's like, it's pretty good.
I wonder if there are any Hercules in New York references in the
game. It got me.
That's a good movie. Everybody should watch it. It's terrible.
Speaking of New York, you see that my cat was in a video game? Is it going to be in a video
no.
game?
No. What?
Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man. Yeah. I did see the news about that.
It's Spider-Man the cat. He's in the game. I mean, he's out there. Starring role. Very excited for him.
Your cat got like ears, apparently.
Yeah, and also turned
and change colors
and change colors.
Makeup is a real, you know, it's a real art. It's a real styling thing. You have no idea how excited I was. I showed my dad. My dad got excited. It was a whole thing. I bought a Spider-Man costume for Spider-Man now, so he's gonna wear that. It's gonna be great.
Oh, I'm sure he's gonna love that.
Oh yeah, he's gonna be really excited about that. Very excited. Very excited. I will post pictures of that. One way or the other. One hand left or the other hand left, you know, after he gnaws them off. But yeah. Somebody walked into my house. Hello. Oh, hi. Okay. Just wanted to make sure, you know? Could have been someone I don't know. He could have walked in.
Or a bear. Like,
hey. Or a bear, yeah.
Hey. What's going on? Uh-oh. What do you got? Uh-oh. My goodness. Orange peel and lemon peel. That's perfect. That's so exciting. We're making green tomato mince cookies. Green tomato mince pie, mince meat pie, or whatever. Cookies. But cookies with it. You know, mincemeat. We do it with green tomatoes, though. Rather than, like, beef lard or whatever, we put green tomatoes in it. It's an old family recipe. So we'll see how that is. I'm bored. I'm cooking. I'm baking. I made potatoes. I said I made french fries before this. I'm baking. Cooking. Got pies, cakes, cookies. What do you want?
Man.
I've sent everybody Welsh cookies this year. How about that? Gonna get your address.
Sure, yeah.
Get your Welsh cookies.
I think I was watching. I've been watching a lot of British Bake Off because,
right?
Yeah, my family is over and they like watching that. I'm glad I watched that instead of The Masked Singer with family.
Yeah, DJ.
Yeah.
What's up, DJ?
Yeah,
calling you out.
They actually made Welsh cookies on one of them, and I was like, "Oh my god, I know what those are!" And there you go. Yeah. They were apparently terrible when they just...
Awesome.
How could you say such a thing?
Well, this is what the judges said. Well, maybe the contestant fucked it up. I don't know. But right, it was their idea to make... Well, it was for like a cookies segment. I think it was on some version of British Bake Off that I had to download. It was like celebrity charity stuff that wasn't available in the U.S., because we watched all of it, so I had to start digging for, like, the illicit shit, downloading weird UK-only charity episodes.
The Great British Bake Off went full Welsh last night.
You never go full Welsh.
What the hell? A Welsh flag on the plane. Okay. No, I could see. Yeah, they're, like, smaller. I could see that. Yeah, yeah. Gotta have a big Welsh cookie. That thing needs to be like a pancake almost, you know, huge.
Oh, they call them Welsh cakes, apparently. I didn't notice that, but I remember looking at the recipe when you talked about it, and I was like, oh, that's totally what these are. So. Yep.
We would call them cookies, but they probably call them cakes because they're wrong. In general.
Well, they're more like cakes than cookies.
I mean, they're wrong. But they're wrong, though. Yeah. I'll send you some Welsh cookies. We're baking. I usually get my Welsh cookies when I go down to the election or whatever. We usually go in and they have the Welsh cookie sale to raise money for the fire company where the voting place is. But that year is not, this year not happening, I don't think.
Where's your voting place at?
A fire company. Firehouse.
A fire company? What? Oh.
The fire company. I don't want to say which fire company. Don't want to dox.
I've just never heard a fire department called a fire company before.
Yep.
Seems old-timey.
Or it seems like you have like a private company that does all your fire stuff. Called the fire company.
The fire company. You know, down at the fire company. They make fire, generally. That's who's making all the fires around the country. I mean, like, you know, Colorado and stuff.
That's not funny. I didn't see the sun for a week.
That's terrible. It's a nightmare. 2020. Yeah, we always go down there, and then they have the old ladies making Welsh cookies out the back, selling it on the side, on the sly, you know? Go in for your election, walk out the back door, and grab a whole bundle of Welsh cookies, and you walk away, and you don't look anywhere. You just walk towards your car. It's illicit.
My early voting location was just a grocery store, so we went and shopped afterwards, and it was, yeah, it's much lamer.
Did I play anything else? What am I working on now? Crusader Kings, I'm bopping in and out of. I have a Polish king who married, I don't want to say, his cousin. And they're having a great time together.
I don't want to say, says it.
I made the choice, okay? She has great stats. I mean, what can you do, you know? Success of the kingdom is very important. Yeah. Still working on Breath of the Wild. Got 2 Divine Beasts done. Playing Genshin Impact and Breath of the Wild. Really filling that quota.
Yeah.
Whatever game that is.
Which Divine Beasts do you have done?
What the heck are they? Elephant? And I don't know what the other one is. What's the other one's name? The other Divine Beast for me. Is it like a... It's like a lizard-looking thing, kind of? I don't remember.
I played that game like 3 years
There's the one, there's the bird. And then there's the water one.
The water one.
Yeah.
I have the water one, definitely. Let me see. I'm looking at Divine Beasts right now. The one that looks like a creepy crawly. The one that looks like it has 4 legs. Looks like a desert. It looks like a lizard.
Yeah, the one running through the desert.
Oh, that's okay. That's the one I didn't get to.
Yeah, lizard one.
I got to the water one. I beat the bird one was easy. I just shot it with a bunch of arrows and it died. No problem. The water one's a little more difficult, and the emulator I was playing it on could not keep up at the time with the water and everything, and it was a real big pain in the ass trying to fight that boss at like 15 frames per second.
Don't you have to like throw bombs at it or something?
Yeah, there's like platforms. Yeah. The platforms in like a room. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could see that chugging.
You gotta swim. Like, yeah, you gotta jump. Yeah. And there's like all the effects when you jump in the water and stuff. Yeah.
Even on Switch, I've been amazed at sometimes how chuggy it gets Breath of the Wild. I went to the maze recently up north, the like big maze room where you're like wandering through maze and there's a bunch of flyers and it really chugged in this one section of the maze in a way that was.
Oh, is that where it's all foggy and everything too? Yeah. Okay, yeah. I played that game on Wii U, so I don't want to hear about chugginess.
So did I.
So did I.
Wink.
I tried loading it up in a more recent version of SEMU, and it was like, I couldn't get it to go over like 30 FPS. Like it was locked, and I couldn't figure out what was locking it at 30 FPS, and I was just like, meh.
All right.
I had that game running at like 90 though. Once I got my most recent CPU, and they put out like a new version of SEMU or something, and it had like better multi-core support or some shit like that, or Vulkan or something. And I went back and I was able to get that thing running at 90 solid. It was awesome. But then I don't remember what I did. I changed some hardware or something, and then I.
Right.
Tried it again and it was just locked at 30. So, shrug.
I mean, what can you do, I guess, right?
Yeah, playing a free video game.
Yeah. I've been sort of bopping in on a moon, and it's the only other thing I've played, but I haven't played enough to play it. Moon is a very Japanese game. Very.
Oh, yeah. That PlayStation RPG that got translated for some reason. And commercially Japanese, released. Yeah.
Undertale was inspired by it, and so he was like kind of pushing it for it. So, Moon.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like a Japanese like B tier game, sort of. Like,
even I would D-key. Say, like, yeah, it's D-key. More like D. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And it didn't really warrant an international release.
It's sort of like LSD, the game.
Oh, yeah, you know, an art
really
piece.
Really weird art piece-y kind of.
Yes, yeah. Like, this is the same company that released Tulip on the PS2, which is another weird RPG where you're going around collecting kisses from NPCs. So, yep. Yeah.
So, like, the whole thing, the kind of setup is that it's like a... you know, abstract take on JRPGs. You start off as a playing like kind of a generic JRPG kind of thing. It's sort of different, but for
it's like a deconstruction of yeah. JRPGs. Sure. If you wanted to be all nerd about it.
So you start off playing a big hero, but then you win. You win the very short. It's kind of like an introduction piece. And then it's like, hey, actually, now you're going to be transported into the game. And now you're like a ghost thing following along as
so the you're saying hero. Moon is an isekai?
Maybe. I thought a lot like that first Digimon game. A lot like that first Digimon game, it felt like, to a certain extent. Like, really weird ideas. You're like, you're following along after the JRPG hero as he, like, destroys everything in his path and, like, you're cleaning up after him. It's like your guy you start off with. You get to watch. Look at how evil the JRPG hero is. He's destroying everything.
Oh no, he's like John Wick.
Yes. Oh my God, it's John Wick. But you're playing as the guy who has to clean up the bodies in that club in John Wick.
Right.
You're like, oh God.
Kind of like
what
have
you done to this club.
Viscera cleanup detail.
Right.
Yep. We should play that. The co-op in that is actually kind of fun.
Yeah. Well, Extra Life is coming up, right?
It is. We should put that on the list. Put that on the list for Extra Life, dude. We need to. Yeah.
I still want to play that Dark Pictures game with you. Yeah.
Yes, I'm announcing I'm doing Extra Life.
Okay, cool.
We'll do that. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know if I can stay awake for 24 hours, though.
It's easy.
I know I can now.
It's easy. Do it 9 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah, I guess.
And just take like a 3-hour nap beforehand. Mm-hmm. And no energy drinks, no coffee. Gatorade and water. Right. And getting up regularly to like walk around and like stretch and stuff.
Sure.
You got it. Like the night is the hardest part, and if you're fresh going into it, that's the easiest part.
Right. I think it's been a while since I've done that. It should be fun. We got to figure out who's all doing that this year. DJ already does his. He raised his funds for that. Congratulations to him.
I am doing mine, of course. I'm going to try to talk my roommate into doing one.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else here on my side? No. Jake, what you play? What you doing? Rocket League?
Yeah. I've been playing Rocket League. So I had one of my really good friends I've known for a long time move in. Because he was trying to get out of his parents' place. He recently moved back a couple years ago. Long story. But he moved in. I moved all my stuff into my bedroom. So if you're watching the Twitch VOD of this. You'll notice the background is a little different.
Yeah. Cool.
And yeah, he is big on Rocket League, so I played a couple of casual games with him, and I got kind of hooked.
Yes, it's very same. I was like, okay, I'm just gonna play. Go play a little Rocket League, and then you start scoring goals. You're like, I'm hype as hell right now.
Yeah, dude. Great. I have so my Shadow Play record length is 5 minutes. I have the end of one match. And then the entirety of another one in one clip because I this is a brag. I scored 3 goals within like a minute, and the other team, they all left. And we...
yeah. That's the best.
Because normally, if one person leaves, they'll just rejoin them with a bot for a second, and then somebody will backfill.
Right.
But if they all leave at the same time, you win by forfeit. Mm-hmm. And I felt kind of bad. And that's the first time that had happened, and I was like, wait, the game's over? What? Oh, they left.
Right.
I felt kind of bad. They were really easy. Yeah. They were really easy goals. That's probably why they bailed. They probably all rage quit.
That's the best though.
I just got to get better in Rocket League of like using my jet engine or whatever to get up off the ground. Like that's the next step. I don't know how to do that though to become a player.
I have been watching some videos on just general tactics, I guess, and like.
Uh-huh.
Watch some stuff. Apparently, there's stuff that's sort of like, there's custom maps that are kind of akin to surfing in CS. They're like obstacle courses, and you have 100% boost, and you navigate the obstacle course. I gotta check those out. Because that seems like that would help a ton in like the actual game, and like, that seems like right up my alley. Because even in CS, like, knowing how to surf helps a shitload with your movement, and like, how you can traverse and stuff, because you use the air strafe system a hell of a lot more. And yeah, now that I think about that, I need to go play some of those.
Yeah. It's very fun.
But I have air roll left bound. And I got some esports shit.
Air roll left.
You just hold it and you spin and it makes you like way more controllable.
Oh shit.
When you're with your rockets.
Okay.
Like a bullet. Stabilizes.
Huh.
And then there's videos, and this guy's like, just try to hover around the center of the map. Just doing this. Just learn how to do this. And he's like, just spinning and hovering and just like flying around like a helicopter on the map.
Yeah. We played one time, we were playing, and we played against somebody who was good at that, and they were just unstoppable. It was just. They were in the air, like, all the time, setting shots in a way that was like, oh, okay, we're just going to get scored 50, okay, 10 points.
I'm getting a little bit better at it every time. Yeah. I've started to try less for them, because I'm like, no, I'm getting kind of there, but my timing's all wrong. It's like, well, let's figure all this shit out first, and I'll get back to the flying around with my rockets.
I just got a few more parts.
But. Is that game free to play now?
It is, yes. Finally? If you bought it before it went free to play, they gave you all of the cosmetics that were available at the time.
Yep.
So I got a bunch of cool shit. Got
very cool, yeah.
Orange carbon fiber. I like that they went, I guess you could call it the red versus blue. Color system. You remember the series Red versus Blue, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Where like some of the red guys were like pink or like orange.
Yep.
And they let you pick. It's like, if I'm on orange, I want to be like this red color or whatever. But I accidentally picked purple for both of them because it's like really, really close. And then I was just kind of jumping. I jumped into a game and I scored an own goal. I was like, okay, maybe I should make these a little bit more distinct. So now my orange is like bright orange carbon fiber. My blue is like a really deep blue.
Yep.
Got a little rainbow flag. I was like, sweet, I'm putting this on here. Let's do this.
The cool thing too is, yeah, like I think DJ just posted in chat, you do get like a $10 coupon or something like that. 10% off coupon or something like that from getting Rocket League, which is cool. You can use that on Epic.
Oh, I wonder if I still have that. Well, I didn't buy it on an Epic Store, so I bought it on Steam.
Check it out, Dan. I've been enjoying just customization. They have a really great, like, paint system.
Yeah!
Like, different colors of paint. And it's like, hey, corroded metal, you got yellow matte. It's like, actually, it's sort of fun. Even though I don't have, like, a ton of items and stuff, it's neat to, like, mess around with, like, hey, let's put a different paint tone on or do this different thing. I've made a pretty cool car with skulls and stuff now that looks neat.
I've just been using the default model. Looks like an RC car.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of it.
It's called.
Fuck.
I wish, the only thing I do wish they had is they made, like, the each car separate. Like, you could customize your blue car and then customize your orange car.
You can.
With, like, different models, though.
You can.
I don't think you can. You can?
Yeah. You just, it's just, it's then? Like, left trigger and right trigger, I think, is to assign to either team.
Huh. Okay. Huh.
I don't know if you can do that with cars. I assume you could.
Yeah. Because that's what I want to do. I want to make my blue a truck, and then my orange my car I have now. Be cool. Then I could play goalie when I'm on the blue team. Get yelled at by DJ.
Don't play goalie. Don't play goalie unless there's a ball there, dude.
It's always playing goal.
Don't play.
It's like, hey, get in goal. And then it's like, oh, I don't. My depth perception is terrible. I missed a ball. Went right over my head. And then
I've seen, like, their skill-based matchmaking, even for casual, because there's obviously there's like an ELO number somewhere in the back that right. you're not seeing for casual. But I've already seen it, like, as I've just kind of just been improving. I've only gotten like 10 hours right. of gameplay under my belt. But just from when I first started playing casual to like now, I'm seeing a lot less people bunched up around the ball and like following it around. It's like more people are spread out, more people are rotating, people are, you know, playing positions and stuff.
Yeah. Like when we started, when we kind of all got into it at the same time when it became free, like day one, it's like, oh, okay, everybody else is terrible at this game. And then like five games in, it's like, oh no, everybody's really good. Because we went on like a 5-game win streak. And that's when we ran into Mr. I'm going to score 10 goals on you.
Yeah.
We hit the other side of it and it's like, uh-oh. We can't do that. We can't handle that.
I played probably 4 or 5 back-to-back matches with the same group.
All right.
It was actually really awesome because they were really good, like fun, close games. I think the one that started it was a 0-1 game in overtime. And like people were playing backfield and like really getting really good at getting the ball back and defending and shit. It was really good. And then just, we all just grouped up and kept playing for a while.
Yeah.
And I like that there's no voice chat in casual. Yes,
just text.
Like that.
You can still BM with the text line.
Yeah, I figured out that the right D-pad button on my on my Xbox One controller, like double taps or like is intermittent, and I spam the wow a whole bunch on accident. If I'm just trying to bring that menu up, it just double taps it and just spams a whole bunch of them, and I feel really bad. So I need to open that thing up and clean off that contact on that.
That's perfect.
No, yeah, that's exactly what Gary does when he plays Lucio Ball in Overwatch, which is like fake Rocket League.
Okay.
He just does the woo jackpot like over and over and over again.
Yeah, it's rate limited. Instantly. You get like 3 and then it rate limits you for a couple seconds.
Yep. No, that's how it works in Overwatch too, but I've seen people quit like from him doing that.
Perfect. I gotta play some more Overwatch. They got the Halloween skins out. I should get it.
Yeah, I might download it again just so I get the free box or whatever. Even though I never play the game.
I know.
Is Overwatch 2 actually coming out?
That's a good question.
Isn't that supposed to be this year?
That's a good question. I don't know.
What even is that game?
Good question.
Nobody knows.
It's Overwatch.
It's got a new rendering engine or some shit, I guess.
Overwatch Dash 2. Okay, I don't have anything else. Game wise, any
Rocket League's thing else? Rocket League's dope.
Rocket League's dope. Mary, you good for a little news? We can do a little news.
Yeah, as long as it's fast.
Okay, we'll go fast. We're gonna rapid fire news. And then we'll get out of here. Here we go. News. We got a little news. Hey, VR. Facebook's head of VR.
I am VR, hello.
Quest 2 buyers should make sure their Facebook accounts are in good standing.
Quote unquote good standing, yeah.
Good standing. Never mind. So that's not a good
thing. I mean, thing is there's not really a ton of shit that people would buy on the actual Oculus platform that makes you even right. need to worry about your account standing, because you're not going to play. I don't know why you would buy Beat Saber on the Oculus store. It's like, right. I don't know why you would buy a game that isn't an Oculus Rift exclusive on the Oculus store.
Well, they're trying to sell these to like casual people now. Yeah. So that's probably who would
right.
buy
and like
it
the people Oculus that are store. Actually like kind of pissed off about this are the people who are just going to just load it up and just run it in the background, never use any of the Oculus multiplayer things. Like me, it's yeah. like, I really don't care about this thing. I have a Facebook account. I'll link it. Fucking whatever. I don't use Oculus multiplayer like ever. It's like, I'm always just running it just so I can launch Steam VR. And then that's where I do all my social stuff. Yeah. Shrug. I mean, it's shitty that they're doing this after they said they weren't going to do this.
Yeah. Right. But I'm sure you could probably remove. Somebody probably is already working on removing any ties to Facebook or any Oculus stuff for like Oculus 2 stuff.
I was trying to see if I could get the Steam VR walls to show up back up again for my Rift headset, and I read that there was a way to do it where you just like start the Oculus setup process, which clears out your Guardian settings, and then you. Mm-hmm. Set the executable to run as an administrator so it doesn't auto launch when anything VR comes on.
Right.
And then you launch Steam VR and you go through the Steam VR setup thing. But that used to work. Not anymore. Because you need Oculus Home running for it to pick up anything like in the setup. Like it'll see that your controllers are like turning, but it won't track the position and shit. So you can't like trace out your stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. I was like, you motherfuckers.
Huh. Well.
Because I was trying to see if I could just get away with not having to fucking use it at all. Nope.
So one of our friends was playing, basically had went to a park to play, I think his Oculus Quest.
I think he went to a stadium or something, like a football field.
Yeah, something like his football yeah. field or something like that. And he was just messing around. I want that. I
just wanna might get a Quest 2.
Mobile.
Just because it's 90 hertz and you can use a cable to link it to a PC.
If I ever buy a new headset, it'll be one of the fancy ass HP headsets because they're nice now. But
yep. I like the ergonomics of their touch controllers. Yep. That's the thing for me. But the software IPD only goes to 65 and my IPD is 70. So not entirely sure how that's going to look. I just got my VR stuff set up in this room yesterday. So I got to throw that on there and move the slider down to 65 and see what that looks like for me.
Okay. Final news story. Cause I'm not finding a whole lot, this week. Phasmophobia. Made by one person. It cracked the Steam top 10 list. I just wanted to shout them out because I've been watching a lot of that game, and that's a cool game, and I'll probably play that for my...
That is a very cool game. The AI is very cool. Like, how it'll, like, single out people. And, yeah, that's pretty awesome. And it's got, like, voice recognition and shit.
Yes, the voice recognition stuff. That's seems scary. Very neat. Spooky. Yeah. It's, like, one of the actual good uses of voice recognition stuff in video
like,
games.
If you yell run, like, you're scared, the AI will just go fucking ape shit, apparently.
Yeah. That's terrifying.
There's a lot of neat ideas in that game.
Yeah, great
like,
ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've played ghost hunting games before, but this seems way neater. Just
like, hey, turns out the ghosts are real. And they're fucking dangerous.
And they're coming for you.
And they are pissed.
Yep. And that's all I have news-wise. We'll wrap it up here. We'll let Mary go.
Thank you for showing up. I gotta do baby stuff. I gotta feed the baby.
213 of Rom's Over Magnet. It's been Albie. It's been Mary. It's been Jake. See you next time. You can check us out on our Twitch page, Rom's Over Baghdad. Our website, romsoverbaghdad.com. Catch you later. Romsoverbaghdad@gmail.com. You can send us email. Pat Rom's bag on Twitter.
If we ever check it.
We're never going to check it. Goodbye.